Good Monday to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. We've all had the experience of meeting someone who, over time, helped us gain important learning. Do you remember how that learning changed your life? Maybe it was learning to drive, or learning to swim, or learning important truth which made clear some confusion you had. Yesterday, we met a man named Apollos. He was an intelligent scholar, well-grounded in Old Testament scriptures, and a remarkably gifted communicator. He had come to Ephesus from Alexandria, Egypt, according to Acts 18. It appears it didn't take long for him to earn both a hearing and a following. The problem was, Apollos was only partially right in his teachings about the Bible, and especially about Jesus. While Apollos was evidently convinced that Jesus is the Jewish Messiah, he did not understand the full gospel of salvation by faith in Jesus, nor the work of the Holy Spirit in the lives of Christians. Pause. What do you see are some dangers of only being partially right about Jesus? Fortunately, God had two special people in Ephesus who were well grounded in the truth about Jesus, thanks to the discipleship they had received from the Apostle Paul. Do you remember their names? Acts 18, verse 26 says, "When Priscilla and Aquila heard Apollos, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately." Isn't that wonderful? It's a beautiful picture of God working in the present in anticipation of what God knows the future needs will be. Paul had met Aquila and Priscilla in Corinth a few years before, remember? Acts 18, verse 1 and 2. They had been run out of Rome by Caesar Claudius in 49 AD. Do you see God's strategic work here? I'm sure Aquila and Priscilla rushed out of Rome frustrated, maybe angry that God would allow such a tragedy. But in Corinth, they met Paul, who discipled them and brought them to Ephesus, where they were positioned and ready when Apollos needed someone to disciple him in God's truth. Now, apply that to your life journey, my friends. You are not where you are now by accident. Do you believe God has positioned you there? And who are the people God is impacting through your life where you are right now? Acts 18:27 tells us Apollos soon felt the Holy Spirit nudging him to leave Ephesus and head into the province of Achaia, and there he found fertile ground for his teaching. The record says, when he arrived, he was a great help to those who by grace had believed in Jesus Christ, for he vigorously refuted his Jewish opponents in public debate, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Messiah. Acts 18. Can you imagine the joyful rejoicing in heaven as Jesus watched Apollos use the teaching he had received from Aquila and Priscilla to refute error and bring the truth about Jesus? It appears from Acts 19, verse 1, that Apollos ended up in Corinth, and we can assume he had a bountiful ministry there as he taught the gospel in great detail. Meanwhile, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. There, he found some disciples and asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" They answered, "No, we've not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Acts 19, verse 1 and 2. Pause. Please note, Paul was not having a discussion with pagans or non-religious people. Paul was discussing Jesus and salvation with people who thought they were Christians, yet they admitted they had not even heard of the Holy Spirit. Are you ready for an important question? Can you be an authentic, born-again Christian without the Holy Spirit? No is the answer, for our salvation experience significantly involves the glorious and powerful work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus made that clear to Jewish Nicodemus that he must be born again, and that is a work of the Spirit of God, John chapter 3. Paul made it clear in his letter to the Christians in Corinth that it is the Holy Spirit who opens our minds to understand God's spiritual truth so we can trust God for our salvation, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Jesus made it clear he would send the Holy Spirit to live within those who have fully trusted in him, John 14. We need to pause and ponder, and I have three questions. First, what do you understand about the role of the Holy Spirit in the life of an authentic Christian? Second, What do you see God has done in the circumstances of your life to bring you where you are currently? And what is God doing in and through you in that place now? Third, what danger do you see in your life, your relationships, your worldview, your values and priorities, if your understanding of Jesus is only partially true as it was for Apollos? And tomorrow, let's join Paul as he helps these confused Ephesians gain clarity about the Holy Spirit's role in their lives.